The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." We never hear the voice of the Lord physically, but I'm certain He speaks to us interiorly, because He sent the Holy Spirit to stay with us, to teach us. So we, if we have a silence of heart, we can hear His calling. My calling to the priesthood, very simple. I was studying in a Christian school. I wasn't baptized yet. In fact, I was asked to be baptized in a Baptist church, because I was studying in that school. But for 3 years, they didn't accept me. I don't know why. Because they thought maybe I'm coming from a pagan family. The fourth year, this was very interesting. My mother was confined in the hospital, in the Catholic hospital. Precisely, is St. Teresa Hospital in Prince Edward Road. And the first time when I visited my mother, the parish priest was an Italian, very kind-looking man. He approached me. He embraced me. I never knew him. I was a kid of 10 years old. Then he asked me the first question. "Do you want to be baptized?" I was so joyful, because I was waiting for 3 years to be baptized, of course, in a Baptist church. But by that time, I didn't make any choice. Just first come, first serve. I didn't choose. Even I didn't know there's a Roman Catholic church, because I was studying in a Baptist school. The only thing that in the school, they spoke about the gospel, about Jesus. So really, my heart is yearning for knowing this person. Thank the Lord that I was baptized in the Catholic Church at the age of 11, after 1 year of catechumen. Then I joined the altar boy, as you do. It's funny to say, I don't know why, for whole 3 years, every early morning, I went to church to serve mass before I went to school. I was studying in Lasalle College that time. I don't know why. It's not my character. I never that kind of, so pious, so prayerful. I'm playful, not prayerful. But the Lord just called me after 3 years of this service every morning at 7:15. After Mass, I walk to school from St. Teresa Church, walk to Lhasa College every morning. Day, sunny day, rainy day, the same. It's amazing for me too. But that's God's calling, it's like this. If you make an effort to serve, of course, when we say you serve, we don't have much bigger meaning today to serve the society, serve the world, save the world. We never meant it. I just want to serve Mass, just to be present, just to hand up, you know, the bread and the wine. That's all. And respond to the prayers. By my time, it was in Latin. So we have to learn Latin before we can serve Mass. We have to, all the prayers in Latin, I don't know whether you know something about this Latin Mass before. You're still young, eh? Anyway, God's calling is like this. But today, God is calling me also to in many ways. Frankly speaking, all these years of 40 years of service as a priest, not all the times I'm so fervent. This is my 40th year. I thank the Lord, as I've been mentioned, not all the time. For nearly 20 years, I was a little bit lapsed, not lapsed Catholic. Of course, not CEO. Of course, as a priest, I cannot be CEO. You know what I mean by CEO? Christmas and Easter present. Christmas, Easter only. CEO. Christmas, Easter only. Of course, I'm not that kind. I'm a little bit better. But the heart is not that close to the Lord. Because I occupied myself with all the daily work, parish work. I just occupied myself. I just find no time for my personal prayer. I did the minimum. I didn't do much. I can feel there's no progress in myself. Certain sense, it's a hazardous experience. Because as a priest, if you don't have this mind, this heart to the Lord, what can you give to people? Of course I can give something. Anything I can explain. I can decide. But I don't feel the kind of fullness of life. In fact, I was for 1 year, I was in Chicago, attend a course called Spiritual Leadership. But after that course, in 1 year, improving a little bit, but still something missing. Thank the Lord. He gave me the chance. I was transferred to Canada. More quiet, slow down the pace, more time for personal prayer. This is really true. Hong Kong is really busy, busy, busy. Even not busy, you make yourself busy. Because people are busy. You're not busy, you're not a businessman. This is the world. I thank the Lord. Over the day I tried. I got a grace, a special grace from Jesus. I think He gave me the last chance. I tried every day, 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament, adoration. When I was in Toronto, started in Toronto, that was 8 years ago. Coming back, I tried to continue this spirit, despite the fact that Hong Kong is busier than in Toronto. But I enjoy now. Because Jesus taught me one thing. First thing first. stay with him. I shouldn't say this prayer, I'm not sure. But before the Blessed Sacrament, whatever you be, it's a kind of prayer. To stay with. So I advise, we're all called. Why can't we listen to his voice? Because we don't have time. Don't say listen, to be with. Even stay with a person, how can you listen? First of all, you be present. You don't have to say many things. When you meet your friends, you don't have to talk all the time. You don't have to. You don't need to. Just stay with. Or we say heart to heart. As you sit together with your husband, wife, you sit, you know, you don't have to talk all the time. But you feel, when you stay with Jesus, you feel it. One. This is how I can continue my mission as a priest. But I'm sure, even you are priests also. Priest of the Lord. Your life is a sacrifice. Every time you come to Mass, you offer the whole month, whole weeks. Blood and tears, hardship, you offer. And renewed in the Blessed Sacrament. That's why Jesus said, you don't eat my meat and you don't drink my blood, you don't have life. And practically, many people left because they say it's hard to take in. How can you eat his flesh and drink his blood? Impossible! That's how the people, they left. Then Jesus was asking the disciple, what about you? Why don't you go? Peter is a very simple man, strong character, easygoing also. He said to the Lord, Lord, without you, where can we go? In you, we have the life, with the word of life. That's how we are now today, myself and you too. Without the Lord, where do we go? This is a calling. Jesus gives us all the freedom to listen or not to listen, to follow or not to follow. Try to be sincere with ourselves. You don't do it because I ask you to do it, or because the parents ask you to do it, or because the teachers inviting you to do it, or your friends. Jesus is calling each one of us. He's calling you personally. I have my own experience. You don't need to go to Canada before you can get this grace. It's my experience, not yours. The grace of God is always present. It's already there, at the door. So, Jesus is calling. Jesus wishing to stay with each one of us. Trust this calling, this personal calling, not for others. Don't tell yourself, why doesn't she did, why doesn't and you just point out the other person. No, this is not the way. As a matter of fact, after Jesus, you know, telling Peter that, you know, he can follow him, but he have died for him, and then for curiosity, Peter asked Jesus, what about John, his friend? Jesus says, John, it's not your business. You just follow me. You see? You just follow me. Many times you say, why doesn't she did, why what does she do? We are pointing out to people. We are called a personal call. You just listen and you follow him. Follow him doesn't mean you go to the seminary. Follow him means to change your life into his life. What's the use every week we receive Holy Communion if you are not changing at all? And his life becomes your life. But if we are not living his life, what's the meaning of receive the Holy Communion? If all the time if the word of life is spoken to us, if we're not following, listen is not in love. Listen with the heart and follow. If you don't follow, does it make sense? So Jesus today is a good shepherd. Sunday, he knows us. He cares for us. So let us pray for one another that we be sincere enough to listen to his call and follow his footsteps. For this, we pray together. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.